Hi, 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 hi. Welcome to I Talk and You Learn. And of course, I remain your host, Prince Oji. So how have we been? Have you been? By the way, thank you for tuning in to listen to this episode of I Talk, You Learn. Trust me, you're my fan and I love you. So moving on, so today I actually have a personal story to share, right? You would love to hear this. Well, it's actually a deep story, but really not deep, but it's something that looks ill sometimes, you know. When I think about this, it doesn't sound so nice. Well, here is my taste of it. So I can remember many years back while I was in secondary school. There was this boy, I won't mention his name for privacy's sake, because many those who listen to this would definitely know who I'm referring. Some of them would actually know who I'm referring, so I won't mention his name. So many years back when I was secondary school, there was this boy I liked. I didn't just like him. I lost it. Yeah, so I'm going straight to the story right now. He was handsome, good looking. Girls love flocking around him. He was like the reigning guy in the school. He was like the best of all guys. All girls want to be around him. In fact, it was actually, we had a suit then, and then he was dating an SS3 girl. To tell you his level, he looks so sweet. He comes to school well dressed. His shirts and trousers are well ironed, you know, with the ghetto standing well, you know, alongside with his nice sandals, his white socks, you know, he wears beautiful colognes, sprays, lot of body sprays, and you know, he smells nice, he looks good, he looks good. So the fact that people were always flocking around him was something for me. Whereas I was opposite of, I was only a neat boy, but I was not this really jovial person. I was not this guy who talks like I do now. I was only in my shell. So and from afar, I wished to have what he had, you know. So I realized all of a sudden, whenever he talks to me, I start growing, having goosebumps, you know. This, what should I call that? Should I use the word butterflies in my belly? You know, it's so funny now remembering this stuff. So I can't really see it as something that's not serious, but trust me, it's funny thinking about it right now. So I remember then having these feelings for him, and you know, whenever he talks, he talks to Prince up, or maybe he wants to ask me a question, there's this feeling of, oh, feeling I should be having for a girl talking to me, you know. I'm having such feeling that if his body touches my body, oh my God, my head stands, you know, this so odd, ill coming. How will I be sexually attracted to a guy? Like a bony guy. Like what is in his body that should get my hormones awoken, or what should I eat? If I'm there to use such words. But trust me, that was the case then. So I always had these feelings for him. I had this this was actually a sexual desire, you know, having to fantasize that is having him myself hug me. Like, trust me, it's crazy. It's really crazy. Okay, so that's just really a bit of it. I really don't remember everything, but it sounds so funny to me how that whole me, Prince Oji, like me, myself, and I would be loving a boy, like lost over a boy, having sexual desire, having sexual thoughts with him, wishing that he can just hold, wishing that he can, you know, come and tell me sweet words that he tells those girls that make them do, wishing, like, stupid wishes, even to your horses. I don't mind remaining blind, please, if that was a wish. I don't see such, that was an evil in the land. Okay, so that's just my story. So I have a few things to just say about this. You know, we live in a world where we've been told that your sexuality, stand for your sexuality, nothing is wrong with you. Even if you feel you're a male and you feel you have you are sexually attracted to a male, you are fine. If you're a female, you feel you're sexually attracted to a female, you are fine. If you're a woman, but you feel you're sexually attracted to a tree, to an animal, to a non-living thing, you are fine. And you know, different theories, different names have been given to these things. trust me, it doesn't sound well. It doesn't even logically, it doesn't make sense. More as well, when we come to the things of God, it's even totally off. It's actually out of it. So this is what I have to say. Many times people who find themselves having sexual desires for a same sex, you know, it's a shame to talk about it. I mean that they don't really know how to go and ask for help. Because many times when you go online and you search for help, most of the things you get are people telling you that you are fine. Go and look for a fellow guy that feels the same way and set up a life, set up a sexual life. And I'm like, how is that possible? What has actually come upon us? Trust me, you are a male and you're having sexual desires for a male. Something is wrong somewhere. It's not really fine. You're a female and you're having sexual desires for a female. It's not really fine. You're a woman but having sexual desires for an animal, for a non-living thing, for a tree. It is not normal. It isn't normal. Something needs to be done about this. Something, yes, you can give excuses that I was born like this, I was born this way, I didn't learn it, nobody taught me this, I was born this way. You know, one thing I've come to understand for those who give this kind of excuses is the fact that I've seen babies born with this deformity called jaundice. I think it basically affects the eye for it deforms that part, and when that is noticed, treatment is applied. Like here in Nigeria, like it, mostly traditionally, they bring the babies out during the early hours of the morning. That sun that comes early hours of the morning when it's not very hot, they face the baby up, let the sun, the heat from the sun go into the eye and help clear those yellow eyes and help work on the child's body. Plus other things that is done to help the child. Now my question is, the child was born with that deformity. Why did they not leave the child? Yes, why can't they leave the child? Since we claim that we are born with a strange sexuality, so we are fine that we are born, that the excuse is we are born with it, so we should live it that way. Babies who are born with certain diseases, certain illness, certain deformities, they quickly they find ways to deal with it quickly. So why is it that those kind of matters, those deformities are actually attended to, and the sexuality matters are really not really dealt with? So yeah, I believe you get my point right now, right? So what I'm saying in essence is, if your sexuality is not deformed, if your sexual desire is not directed to a female and a male, or you're a female and you're not directed to a male, then it's deformed, please. There's a perversion somewhere. It's not been perverted. You need to work on it. So first thing first, realize that it can be worked on. Realize that this can be worked on. Don't go about with the excuse that I was born with this, so this is who I am. This is not who you are. God never made you a male to have a sexual desire for a male. People will say God never created Adam and Steve. Neither did he create Eve and Evelyn, and that's true. So you were born that way doesn't mean that was how God needs you to be. Please, how on earth would you fulfill God's mandate getting married to a male and you're a male, or getting married to a female and you're a female? Like, how on earth is that possible? How on earth? So if you find yourself in this deformed state with this perverted sexuality, please quickly get help. So I said, first thing first you need to do is what? Realize that this is not proper and something can be done about it. Then number two, I believe in the Bible, I believe in the word of God, I believe in the power of prayers, I believe in Jesus so much. I believe in the power of his name. He can break everything. He deliverance is set in the name of Jesus. So I believe in him very well, because I've had a lot of miracles, right? I've had a lot of miracles and personal experiences, right? So the second thing you need to do is, if you're yet surrender your life to Christ, please do and enjoy freedom in Christ. So accepting him as Lord and Savior is you coming to freedom. You come into freedom. He gives you freedom to break away from every form of thing that is not his. As the word of God says, that everything that is not planted by Father shall be uprooted. He uproots those things that is actually not meant to be there. these things were not so. This is not meant to be so. So he works on it. So first I said what I said, know that this is wrong. I know that something can be done. Two, accept Jesus as Lord and Savior and pray about it. Let him help you. Let Jesus help you. There is power in his name. Break that yoke, break that barrier, break that bond, that bondage, break those chains, break it off. That is what important. Not also, you can also go and look for the help of seek for the help of a therapist who specializes in this, who can help you correct your mindset of your sexuality. You know, this is basically this with the mind. As I am right now, I can't have sexual desires for you, God forbid, Barton. But I can decide to tune my mind to start having such desires, and it works. Yes, our minds are so powerful. So what needs to be done most times? Most times, your own mind needs to be renewed. So why do you even pray to God, praying to God, asking Jesus for help? Study the Word of God. The Bible says, let your mind be renewed by the Word of God. Paraphrase Romans 12:2. Let your mind be renewed. You know, your mind needs to be renewed for it to basically receive the light. Basically, for it to be in the right posture. Because once your mind is renewed, a lot of things changes about you, right? So these are basic things that I know can really help you out. It really can help you out. But eventually, you need someone to talk to, you need someone to talk to a therapist, you need someone to pray with you alone. I'm here. You can send me a message on WhatsApp, +234, that's my journal number, 90946409 54, or 090946409 54. Yes, that's my WhatsApp number. You can send a message on Instagram at @IAM_PrinceOrgi. IAM_PrinceOrgi. Send me WhatsApp. You can also send me a message on Twitter, on Facebook. Twitter, IAM_PrinceOrgi. Facebook, PrinceOrgi, that's my name. Yes. I really hope to help you out. Trust me, it's something that is not really. You won't ask how I broke free, how I was able to break free from that stupid feeling, sexual desire feeling I had for the male friend. It happened. It actually happened. It just happened. My brain, when I realized that something was going well, very wild, I had to quickly work things out. So, yeah, so I'll be stopping here for today. I hope to see you next time listening to next episode. So, pardon, you have questions, suggestions, comments, feel free please to drop what you feel. If you didn't talk about anything, address anything, though you remain anonymous, definitely can always remain anonymous. Send a message, respond to this, and I'll give you, I'll feed you back in my next episode. So I love you, and I see God helping you if you're in that situation. So please ensure you share this with friends, to friends you feel when need this, or just share it around. There'll be someone who needs to hear these things that I've said so far. So see you next time on I Talk and You Learn. Bye for now.